We're going to take a closer look at Imam Malik, how his personality was shaped, and of course, based on that, his madhab, his school of thought was built on the same personality. Imam Malik cared a lot about the way he looked. And when we talked about Imam Abu Hanifa, we said Abu Hanifa used to buy the expensive clothes and stuff. Imam Malik is far more than that even. He will not buy anything that's made in Medina. Although he never left Medina, but he will not buy any clothes made in Medina. He will get the important one, the imported one from Yemen and from Egypt, the expensive clothes. He will go get them from there, send people to get. So he was very careful about wearing the most expensive clothes and the most expensive atar. He wants to always smell good and look good. And even they say when you go inside his house, you'll see the most expensive carpet and some nice decorations, you know, some ayat of the Quran on the wall and this and that. Of course, we're not talking about the decoration that sometimes we use, like pictures and stuff like that. We're talking about the good stuff. So, but again, he used to spend a lot of money on these things. Even on food, he likes the fancy food. And for him, there is a rule. We have to eat meat every day and we have to eat fruit every day. And his favorite fruit was banana, actually, for some reason, I don't know why, but he liked bananas a lot. So that's the way he used to be. And at the top of the door of his house, he has engraved there, MashaAllah, the ayah MashaAllah. When he was asked why, he said, because I don't want to be like that man who entered his garden, you know, in Surah Al-Kahf. And that's why it's good when you enter your house, you enter with the right foot and you say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. You know the story, but this conversation between the two people in Surah Al-Kahf. One of them had a garden and the other one did not. And the one who had it, he said, I don't think that this garden will ever come to an end. This garden is everlasting. And if it ever comes to an end, Allah is going to give me something better than that. I mean, it's good to have good thinking of Allah, but not to be arrogant. So his friend said, because of what you said, the garden is going to be destroyed. If only, فَلَوْلَا إِذْدَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. If you only said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah would have protected it for you. And that's why we said, if you want Allah to protect the ni'mah He has given you, the best thing to say is, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So Imam Malik had, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ written on the top of his door, and he used to wear a ring. Very expensive ring made of silver, and he had engraved on that, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is my protector and He's the best one to depend on. People used to stare at the ring. They say it's a very beautiful ring, that and that the way the handwriting was very carefully selected. So Imam Malik was, you know, this kind of person. Now we can imagine. And we talked about him, that he was blonde, he was tall, with blue eyes. So something you do not really see much in Medina. People in Medina are not normally like that. Some people actually did not like that about him, that you care too much about clothes and this and that. And he used to answer them, do not judge my knowledge because of the way I look or because of my clothes. And by the way, this is very important to say. It's a common statement that we hear at our time, don't judge me, right? Especially the youth, they tell you, don't judge me. Let me tell you one thing. It is our responsibility to do amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, to order people to do good and stay away from bad. When you see someone making a mistake or doing something haram, it's your responsibility and my responsibility to approach them and tell them that this is not right. You see sometimes people doing something haram in the open, and then you go and you tell them, taqillah wa fear Allah, and they tell you, don't judge me. We don't judge anyone. Allah is the one who judges everybody. But when you do something haram in the open, it's our responsibility to tell you. And you cannot say, don't judge me. Because people are going to judge you when they see you this way. You see some sisters, unfortunately, they might not be very much covered and wearing inappropriate clothes. And they tell you, I love Allah so much. My heart is full of iman and love of Allah. Don't judge me because of what I'm wearing. When it comes to, which can be possible, but this is haram. And you see, Imam Malik did not do anything haram. Wearing expensive clothes to a certain degree is not haram. But some people do something haram and they tell you, don't judge me. And the other thing, Imam Malik, he used to love this hadith, which is again at our time, people misunderstand this hadith. Inna Allaha jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is very beautiful and He looks everything that is beautiful. Which means we as Muslims try to take care of the way we look. That's very important as well. But we cannot take it in the wrong way. doing something haram is not beautiful, no matter whatever it is. It's not going to be the right thing. Now, there was a group of people who were completely against Imam Malik. Those people were called al-mutasawwifa, Sufis. You probably heard about Sufis before. So Sufis, wama adraka ma Sufis. The word Suf, by the way, means wool in Arabic. But this has nothing to do with that group.